So we are on Samech Gimel and Aleph at the Mishnah. Is that not correct? Hamaredes. Okay. So it says the Mishnah says Hamaredes Abayla. So say a woman rebels against her husband, and the Gemara is going to describe what a rebellion against one's husband looks like, or a rebellion against one's wife looks like. So I'm a woman who is Hamaredes Abayla Pochsin La Miksubasa Shiva Dinarim B'Shabbos. So what do we do? We take 7 dinarim off each week from her ksuba. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer Shiva Trapikin. So, and Rabbi Huda says, no, you don't take off 7. You know, you take 7 Trapikin, and they're going to, did I pronounce that correctly? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And there are, and Trapikin, and what's the difference between Dinar and where Trapikin are. But the bottom line is you take, again, a certain amount. Each week, every single day, she loses a certain amount of her ksuba because she's not doing the things that she's expected to do based on her marriage. Okay. Amasahu pochis, and how long do you continue to take this money away? Again, you don't actually take the money from her, per se, but you delineate she's going to lose this much, the ksuba, when they finally get divorced. So akadeg ksubasa. So the Tanakh says you take away what you mean. As you can go all the way down until you drain the entire ksuba, and she would actually end up with no ksuba at all. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the ulam who poches, v'holich ad she'im tipol lo Yerusha v'makom acher govehim in. So Rabbi Yossi says, more than that, you could drain the entire ksuba, and then if she continues to be a maredes, she continues to lose money, she can actually have to owe him money, right? That if she would have other money that comes to her through a Yerusha, so she would he would be able to collect the money from her. Okay. V'chein, so that's more machmir, meaning there's even he can actually get money back from her more than just the ksuba. V'chein ha, or not back, it's get more money than he ever was required to pay her. V'chein ha morid ala ishto, and same thing, if a husband rebels against his wife, mosifin al ksubasa shlosha dinarim b'shabbos. So if he's morid, rebels against his wife, so then we add on to her ksuba 3 dinar per week. We have to explain why 3 and not 7. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha Trapikin, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's not three dinarim, but it's 3 trapikin. But the bottom line is, someone who's a moreid, it's the wife, she starts to lose some of the money from her ksuba, and if it's the man, he starts to add on to the money of the ksuba. Okay, fine. One thing, just to note, look at Rashi, right? Ad kadek subasa, right? I mean that you go and you take money down, you reduce the amount of the ksuba until she gets the amount of the full ksuba. V'achar kach, says Rashi, nosin laget, right? V'yotze below ksuba, right? The point is then afterwards, once there's no money left, in a sense, in what he owes with the ksuba, so then they get divorced. He doesn't continue to stay with her and now to get even more money back. Right? No. This is the first side. The first side says you wait till the money is drained from the ksuba, and at that point you get divorced. Right? In a certain sense, she's a woman without a ksuba at that point. Right? As opposed to the other side, so no, you can actually keep going all the way. You don't have to force them to get divorced just yet.
Fine. She's still a lachmi. I mean, just not gonna get, right?
She's still married. They're still married. They'll give her a yet. Yeah, absolutely. Not having a ksuba does not make you divorced. Correct.
I can't remember the term, the part of the she brings in that goes into
the nichse melug. Yeah. So you don't take about, it sounds like you don't take from that.
You don't take
from it. Sounds like that. Yeah, correct. Right. Nichse melug is something they're not, but we're going to talk about that a little bit as we move along. Okay. Yes, good question. Okay. So Gemara asks, Gemaredes mimai. What does that mean? She's rebellious from what? What is she rebelling against? So Puna ama mitash mishamita. Puna says she refuses to have relations with her husband. Rabbi Chanina amar mimelacha. Yosi Rechina says, no, she refuses to do the work. We've talked about a lot of time about the different types of work that women are supposed to do for their their house. So she refuses to do the work. Okay. Tanan, v'chein ha-morid al-ishto. Right, well, wait a second. Which one is it? Maybe we can figure it out. Because the Mishnah says,
The Tosus there, it's that Rav Huna, the Shitaso, right, that we learned on Nunches Amadeus, right, that
yes. Yes.
Whether or not you could, right?
Very good. Yes. Take a look at Tosis for 1 second. Thank you, Jonathan, for pointing it out. Look at Tosis right to the left side. Rafuna Omer Mitashmish. Right? Avabi Malach, hello, have a Moretis. If she refuses to work, she's not a Moretis. Why? Rafuna the time made. I'm like, Rafuna had said before, about 5 blot ago, Yechola Isha Shete Amer, Labaila, Eni Nizonis for Eni Yosef. right? Meaning she's allowed to say, I won't do any work. And what's going to happen? Don't give me any money. Right? So if you're saying it's that she's a meredith for not doing malacha, that's not true, right? Because she, according to Rav Huna, she's allowed to not do work if she makes a deal, right? So that can't be the case. He's got to say, he's got to find something else. It's got to be from Tashish. Very good. Excellent. Good point. Good. Okay, but the bottom line is, at this point of Machlok is Rav Huna and Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, is she's a meredith from Tashmish or she's a meredith from malacha? So Tanan, Vechein HaMorid Al Yishto, we talked about the fact that a husband also can be morid by his wife. Right, so what's that going to look like? Vishlam Mandamar Mitashmish Lechayai. That makes sense. If it's Tashmish, that's something that he's responsible for also. Right, so if he refuses Tashmish with his wife, so I get it. That's a morid from his wife. But Elamandamar Mimalacha Mimishubala. If it's from doing work, what he's required to do certain work for, yeah, he has to finance her. But he doesn't have, there's not like specific work and tasks that he's required to do in the house. Right, so why? How can that even be? If morid is defined as malacha, how's that going to work for the man? So answer the no, in Ba'omer, ein izan ve'ein mefarnes. Meaning, yeah, but it doesn't mean that he's not doing crocheting or whatever like he's supposed to do. It means that he is not, he refuses to mefarnes her, which he's required to do. So again, says, wait a second, Ba'omer, Rav, Ha'omer, ein izan ve'ein mefarnes, yotzi v'teng ksuba. What do you mean? A man who refuses to mefarnes his wife, he immediately has to divorce her. That's not a, you know, wait and see, poches from the ksuba, add the ksuba type of situation. This is, you're required to divorce her immediately. So Gemara says, v'lam lam luche bebay? What do you mean? You don't have, well, the guy says, I'm not going to finance the wife. So you force him immediately that day to give a get? No. We wait a little bit of time, we want to try to get him to change his mind. So maybe this question of him adding to the ksuba is in the interim process, right? In the time when he's still, you're trying to get him, convincing him to stay with his wife. So says Gemara, fine. So says Gemara as follows. Meisve, achas liarusa unesua, vefilu nida, vefilu chola, vefilu shamesh yam. So there's a, by the way, those two dots seem to be in the wrong place, because two dots usually ends the conversation, but presumably they seem to be ignored by, you know, it shouldn't really be there. So we have a braisa that tells us, I don't care if she's an arusa or a nesua or a nida or a chola, or she's a shomer yavam, and all those cases, and we're going to see this come up in a second, that we can still consider her moredes in such a case. So skip the parentheses, go to the bottom. Mishlam lamanda amar mitashmish. I get it if you say that she's a moredes from Tashmish. Hani katani chola, right? That's why you give an example of chola. Why chola? Because I would typically, you could argue that the chiddush is that even though she's sick, It's still possible for her to have tashmish. The chiddush is that if she, that if she's a chola, she's still considered meredes from having tashmish. You might think, well, she's sick. You know, we're not from her. And it's just no, a chola is still, you know, possible to have tashmish. But el leman damer mimalacha chola bas malachi. But if you say she has to do work, if she's sick, how do you expect her to do malacha? That doesn't make any sense. So if you give an example of chola. So it sounds like the Gemara says that this idea of, you know, Moretis being from specifically from Malacha would be difficult because a chola is not a bas Malacha. So it says the Gemara is so fine. So Elamitash Mishkli Amalo Pligi Dahavi Moretis. You see, right? Everybody agrees that it's not like Tashmish or Chola, and one holds one and doesn't hold the other. Really, everybody agrees that a woman who refuses Tashmish to her husband, that's considered Moretis. However, Ki Pligi Mi Malacha. So the question is that the Machlokas is, does Malacha also count? If she refuses to malacha, she also, then another way for her to be considered a meredes. Mar sabra b'malacha lahavi meredes, or mar sabra b'malacha nami havi meredes. So you're right, so it depends. So the machlokes is whether that's considered, you know, an additional factor, an additional way to become a meredes, but everybody agrees that Tashmish is one that she is considered a meredes from. Fine.
How
does that work?
Yeah, because it's one thing to say if she's sick.
Uh-huh. Anida also. We're going to ask the question about Anida. How can Anida? Anida is forbidden to have Tashmish. So we're going to give an answer to that question. So we're going to see, in the answer that the Gemara gives for Anida will probably answer Shomer Yavam also. So we'll see in a second. Okay. So says Gemara as follows. Gufa, so the Gemara is going to come back now to this question of how much money is being removed. Gufa, Hamaredes al-Baila, Pochsen la miksubasa shiva dinarim b'shabis, Vibhuda omer shiva Shrap Ikin. So, okay. So it's funny, it says Gufa. Really, Gufa usually is you come back to a statement that's made within the conversation of the Gemara. This is a Mishnah. So again, interesting, this is Gufa here. But fine. So the bottom line is we're trying to discover what does this mean that the Meredes has her has taksuba reduced, either by 7 dinarim or 7 shapaikin. So Rabbeinu Chazur v'nimnu, and the Rabbanim actually made a new takana. Shehu machrizin aleha arba shabasos zu achar zu v'shochen labezdin v'shochen labezdin. What do they say? And Bezdin sends her like a letter. And what do they say? Have yodas shafilu ksuba seich mea mana. You should know your whole ksuba is worth, even if your ksuba is worth 100 mana. Hivsadet achas. Hefsadet. You're gonna lose the whole thing, right? Achas liarusa unisua afilu nida afilu chola v'afilu shemeres yom. So the bottom line is that they send her this letter, and what happens now is, according to this new takana, they don't actually wait, you know, every single week and every single week take away, you know, one, or every single day take away one dinar from her ksuba. It's a very tedious process. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Chazur v'nimnu, the second line from the top. Chazur v'nimnu, shalo yishu osa lifachos me'at me'at, ele yafsiduha kol ksubasa, la'acha arba shabasos sha'achra. So what do they do? So when they kind of rework this system, they say, no, we're not actually going to, it's the same concept. Like in the same way that the Mishnah says, you take away one dinar a week, and how long do you go? You go until the whole ksuba is gone. Right, so it says it's a little too long. So rather, they're going to send her a letter before they do anything, and then if she doesn't respond, a letter after. And they get up in shul every Shabbos, and they say, "Just want you to know, this woman is a meretis from her husband." Right, and if she doesn't turn back for a month, so then she loses the whole ksuba, and she gets divorced immediately after 4 weeks. So you still give her some time, but not the amount of time it would take to get. How many? I don't know how many dinar in a mana. Anybody know? I don't know. If you find out later, you let me know. So let's come back to that.
But does she lose each week? Does she still lose, or is it just all or
nothing? It sounds like it's all or nothing. Exactly. It's because in the end of the day, the Mishnah is saying she could lose the whole thing, right? So it's not like it's not such a chumrah in the sense that it's the same amount of money. But the difference is that she loses it all at once, and the difference is that it doesn't take as much time. Presumably, it would take more time if you're losing one dinar a day.
It's an acceleration.
What? It's an acceleration. Yeah, it's an acceleration. Exactly. I don't know exactly how many dinar are in a. I should look it up. Are in a mun. But okay, fine. Fine. So that's the new takana. Fine. So and we said, but we said nevertheless that we said and we just quoted this before that I don't care if she's a arusa or a nesua or a nida or a cholat or even show us shemeres yavam. So I'm like Rechia bar Yosef the Shmuel nida bas tashrishi. What do you mean nida? How can we vina? She's a nida refusing her husband. That's the halacha. She's supposed to refrain from being with her husband when she's a nida. So what does that mean? So I'm alei eino doma misha yesh lo pas besalo the misha ein lo pas besalo. We mentioned this last week, right? There's a if you have bread in your basket. What do you mean bread in your basket? Meaning if a woman's if a husband has to not be with his wife because she's away or she's a nida. Or some other reason, right? But they're married, right? So they've been together before. He knows they'll be together again, so he's able to manage that frustration, whatever that desire for his wife. He can wait because he knows he has the bread in his basket, right? Either he's had the experience before, he's gonna have it later, or he knows what it's like, so he doesn't have this like worry. But if she's refusing him, right? If she's refusing him, so then he doesn't have that sense of security that he's going to have her back. So even if she's a nida, but she says, I'm not having tashrish with you, I refuse. Or I guess same thing, if she's a shomeres yavam. And she says, even if you do yibum with me, I'm going to refuse you, so that she's a meretz immediately, even though in that moment, they're forbidden to have tashrish. By the way, shomeres yavam, just a reminder, is not technically forbidden to have tashrish with the guy, right, with the yavam. She's, that's actually technically the way they do yibum. We know we do like a Rabbanan type of marriage for them, but technically they're permissible to each other, even at that time. But maybe that's what the Gemara has to ask the question about a Shemeres Yavam, because they could, and she's refusing him. But fine, yeah.
But is that the same as Nida, though? Because Nida...
It's not the same.
Right, because...
Nida, she's mom is forbidden to him.
Right, no, I know, but I mean, but Nida also, you said bread in the basket versus
right,
that.
Right, there's no bread, right. There's no bread in the basket, but the difference between bread in the basket is that the reason you don't need to pass Pesal as an answer for Shemeres Yavam is because Nida Reisa, they're permitted to each other. You're right, that's the bread in the basket, but she's refusing him now, and she's really permitted to him. So, yeah. So, Amar Rami Brachama, fine, so, period. So, Amar Rami Brachama, Ein Machriz Nalea Elevabate Kinesios Ubabate Midrashos. So, Rami Brachama says, where do you make the announcements? I don't put up billboards. You make announcements in shul. That's very, be very, very pleasant. Right? You make announcements in shul in the Beis Medrash. Okay. So Amar Rava, Daikanami, the Ketani, Arba Shabbosos, Zu Achar Zu, Shema Amina. Right? Why do you say, should we originally use the language of Shabbos to mean what? Week. Right? Not to mean Shabbos. No, what it means now in the new version is that you'd make announcements in shul. Why make announcements in shul, says Rashi? The last wide line in Rashi, Yamim She'inam Shamalacha. Everyone's a shul. That's where everybody is. No one's going to work. So that's where everybody is. Everybody on Shabbos is in the Beis Medrash, in the shul. So you make announcements in the Beis Medrash, in the shul, because that's how people are going to find out. Fine. Okay. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Rachama, Pamayim Shochin La Mebeizdin, Achas Kod Machraza. We never said until now, sorry. So I said it before, but Rabbi Rachama says, we actually send her this notice twice. That once before we make any announcement at all, presumably to tell her, if you just come back, we won't have to make any announcements about you. Right? Just come back, no one's going to have to know. Right? And then we even give her a chance one more time after we've made all the announcements, one more chance, you want to come back, you know, we'll still give you a chance. So Dash Rav Nachman Baruch Chissa Halacha Rabbi Seinu, and Rav Nachman Baruch Chissa says that Halacha is not like Mishnah. Halacha is like the accelerated process that the rabbis at that time set up. Okay, so Amar Rava, Hi Burcha, what are you talking about? That's not true. Rashi says Burcha Davar She'inu Hagun. That's not true. That's ridiculous. That's not correct. So Amar Rav Nachman Baruch Chissa, my Burcha say, why is that ridiculous? Ana Amrisa Nihalei. Right, what do you mean? I'm the one who said it in front of him. Mishmei the Gavra Rabba Amrisa Niale, and I said it in front of in the name of a very chash of a person. Umanu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. I said it in the name of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. So what do you mean? I'm wrong. I got it incorrect. That's not correct. I got it right. Okay. Viu command summer. So what's the other side say? Right, meaning he Rava, who was who was upset at Rav Nachum Bar of Chista. What did he hold? So Kihad Itmar. Rava Amrav Sheshes, Halacha Nimlachinba. Rav Huda Bar Yehuda Amar Amrav Sheshes, Halacha Ein Nimlachinba. So what does he hold? So it's actually Machlokas, right? He holds, Rava said in the name of Sheshes, that the halacha is that Nimlachinba. Nimlachinba means we wait on her, right? We actually talk to her. We and presumably Nimlachinba means you take the time. Rashi says Nimlachinba. It's the third line down in the skinny lines. Nimlachinba, Mashin Eskita Umachzirin Alea, Shetachzarba, right? We wait to give the get, and we ask her to try to get her to go back to her husband. It was sochkach pochus and miksubasa shiva dinar b'shabbos. Right, so nimlachimba means the original scenario, right? That we take the time to have conversation and say, no, maybe you want to go back. This isn't a good idea. What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to your children? Etc. 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 And we spend some time trying to make it happen, right? But Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says in the name again, it quotes Rav Sheshes of saying, no, ain't nimlachimba. The Machlokas is what Rav Sheshes said in this case.
Yeah,
they both said in the name of Rav Sheshes. Yeah, so presumably the Machlokas is what Rav Sheshes said. But yeah, fine. So the bottom line is, he disagreed. So Rava disagreed because he felt that's not true. That maybe the Machlokas is what Rav Sheshes actually said, even though they weren't quoting Rav Sheshes. He was quoting Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina. But fine. But they presumably he held like this side that holds Rav Sheshes said that Nimlachimba. I mean, we don't do what the Rebbe is saying. He said we do what the Mishnah says. We waste time. We wait before we give the gift. Fine. So Heichi Dami Moredes. Fine. So Gemara wants to know that, but still, what's going to be Moredes? So we sort of said already that Moredes means Mitash Mishra, means from Parnassa. So give me a little more specific on the case. So what does it mean? So Amra Meimar Da Amra. Ba'inalei u'mitzaranalei. Right? So the case is that she says, I want to stay married to him, but I want to pain him. Meaning she says, right, she says, I want to be married, but I'm going to tell him, but I'm not allowing tashmish. That's like very painful and hurtful, what she's doing, right? Ava amra ma'is alai lo kaifinala. But if she says, no, I find him disgusting. I have no interest in the guy at all. I don't want to be married. So then we don't force her, right, to go back, right, to stay married to him. We allow her to get immediately, right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, Heichi Damya Moredes. So Rashi says, the kofin osa de mashin gita upochsin ksubasa, meaning this whole process, right? Why do we make this whole process happen? in what scenarios? So the case is, right, continuing Rashi, da'amar be'inile, etc., she'yesh le'kofa ayadei p'chitzas k'subah. So you're trying to, again, language is force. But the point being, you're trying to like convince her to go back to her husband. So the question is, what's the scenario of Moretus that we actually try to really spend the time convincing her to go back, right? So that's the case where she says, you know, I want to stay with him, but I'm you know, being mean to him. Ava Amra, but continuing Rashi, Ava Amra Ma'isalai Lohu Velo Ksubaso. But you know, I'm not interested in him, and I don't care about the ksuba. So then Lo Kaifina La Lahash Osa Ala Nosen La Get Veyotza Velo Ksuba. Right. So what we do is she immediately, if she says I'm not interested in him, so fine. So you don't have to go back, and he can give her the get right away. It doesn't sound like we force him to give the get, right? It just sounds like we say that she doesn't have to wait. Right? They don't have to say, no, take some time, see what happens, etc. He can give the get right away if she says she's out. So then, fine. So then he can go ahead and give the get immediately. We don't have to go through this whole process. Some Rishonim, I think, say it means that we even force him to give her the get at that point. But the simple Pashat in the Gemara is that we don't force him, but it's that at least we don't force her. So,
but according to Rashi, right, it's interesting that it's not she has to also say she's not interested in the ksuba.
Yes, she's still losing your ksuba. Because right? she's still a moretus in the sense that she loses the ksuba.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's still violating the rules or the understandings of the marriage.
She's
got to right.
give that up.
Yeah. Right, she is losing the ksuba. Okay, correct. And Marzutra, but Marzutra Amar Kafina La. Marzutra says, no, we do, actually. Even if she says Ma'isalai, we still try to get the time to see if she will, if she'll be willing to go back. So Hava Uvda, Ve'achpa Marzutra. So there was a story like this. A woman didn't want to marry her husband, stay married to her husband, and Marzutra forced her. Presumably, she said, Ma'isalai. And Marzutra forced her. And that's the Marzutra Shidoso. He said, we do. Or we try to convince her, even when she says, I'm not interested anymore. V'nafik minei Rabbi Chanina Misura. Navmine Rabbi Chanina. Yeah, did I read correctly?
Yeah,
he was born from that relationship, yeah. So the Gemara said, nah, Velohi, it's not true. Hasam Siyat Shemaya Hava. No, it was Siyat Shemaya. What happened in the case? It's not clear what was different in that case, that Siyat Shemaya. But they said, it's not a Raya. Don't believe in that case, that was a unique scenario. Okay. So Kasi Rav Zvid, Imrida. So the Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law also did the same thing. She rebelled against her husband. So Hava Tfisa Chad Shira. So she was Tfisa Chad Shira Zemira. She says Ma'il Echad Sheikh Nisa Lo B'Ksuba. She had a certain clothing that she had from the marriage. I think that Gemara assumes that the Rishonim assumes it's like some type of like maybe it's not really clothing. It's like other stuff that she had from the marriage. So Yosef Ameimar Marzutra V'Rav Ashi V'Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayo. So it's three of them. Ameimar, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi were sitting in front of her. So V'Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayo, and Rav Gamda was sitting there also. So Yosef Kamre Marda, if you're a Moredes, Hifsida Blu Oseha Kayamin. So they say to her, if you're a Moredes, you lose the things you brought in that you had from the marriage. Rav Ashi says, I feel the big deha, even the clothing. That you brought in through your dowry, so you brought the money in, and yeah, you don't like him anymore. You even lose that, right? The thing that she brought to the marriage, right? So Amalu of Gandhi, so Gandhi was like listening to his story, and he goes, "Chaver, like a little much, right?" Rishum to Zvid Gavar Abba Machnifisu Lei, right? Meaning Zvid was the one who had said that. It's Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law, so he's probably upset with her, right? So because Rav Zvid is a Gavra Rabba, so you're trying to like make him feel good, so you're like punishing her extra. That's what's going on here. Vam Rav Kahana, mi bai Rava v'lo pashit. I thought Rav Kahana said that Rava wasn't sure whether she loses these items or not. So because Rav Zvid is a chash of a person, it's his daughter-in-law, so you take it out on her and decide that she loses these items. That's not really fair. So that's one mahalach. Ikeda amrei. Some say the case is different. No, yasve v'ka amrei. Then rather they sat and they said mar de lo hifsida blusa, that she doesn't lose this extra clothing. Kayamin. So amalehu Rav Gam. Then Rav Gam said to them, Mishum de Rav Zvid gav rabahu afchisulei ladina alavei. Like now because Rav Zvid gav rabba. So why here is it going to work? Rashi says v'lo yer ayer al. Rashi says on the top of the page v'lo yer ayer al dvarinu. Machmesh Anav Sanuso. Zvid is a big Anav. So you knew Zvid is a super, he's going to let it go. Right? So because he knows he'll let it go, so you were more meekal on her than you should have. Hamar Rav Kahana, me by La Rav of a low Pashin. Right? But I thought again, Rav said, if you don't know. So if you don't know, what should you not do? L'chora, you shouldn't paskin to give it to her, to take it away. But you also shouldn't paskin, she can keep it. You don't have to do. So hashta the lo amar lo hachi lo hachi. What do we do? Tafsa lo mafkina mina lo tafsa lo yavilna. Right. So what do we do? It's, the same rule. Hamotz to be chaver la varaya. If someone has something, right, you don't know what to do. So what do? You leave it with them. If they don't have something yet, then you don't give it to them. Right. So we always assume hamotz to be chaver la varaya. But the bottom line is, I thought it was fascinating. Like the assumption being that because Rav Zvid is sitting there, because it's his relative, there was this concern that maybe they're going to be influenced and they're not going to be totally honest. So he was bothered by that. Fine. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next week.